Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We welcome in now Glenn Gilbo. Covers LSU and the Saints for USA Today Network at LSU Beat Tweet on Twitter. Glenn, how are you and your family?
Good. Good, Christian. How are you doing?
Good, man. Doing well. So LSU basketball coach Will Wade's recruiting scandal is going to air tonight in the HBO documentary. What are we expected to learn that we didn't already know?
Well, I think maybe what some other people's opinions are of Coach Wade, particularly Christian Dawkins, who's really at the center of it. And then, you know, you'll see Will say in the comments that we've been reading for a year, the actual tape of him, which, you know, few people had heard, which Wade pointed out at the SEC spring meetings last year. You know, he said he hadn't heard the tapes and he didn't know who had. Well, you know, everybody's going to see him and hear him tonight is one of the main things of it.
So what new implications could come of this from the NCAA? Is there something in here that the NCAA is going to find a little bit more interesting and maybe go after Will Wade and LSU again?
Well, you know, I don't think there's anything specific in here that the NCAA will learn that it doesn't already know. It'll just make it more public. And, you know, maybe even if it didn't happen, the NCAA would go about in the same way. But, you know, it might put more pressure on the NCAA to do something that, you know, on all the schools involved in tonight's documentary to do something might escalate their efforts. But, you know, I mean, I think they're already underway from the NCAA involving several schools, probably LSU. And, you know, the NCAA has more time to focus on investigations with no sports going on.
Yeah, that's a good point. With nothing going on right now, it might even hyper aware, or you know, make senses aware from the NCAA and bringing even more attention to it. Glenn, I guess if I had to make you look in your crystal ball, is this over for Will Wade at LSU or just beginning?
No, I don't think it's over. I mean, you know, there's a chance it could be over, but I don't think so, and I don't think LSU think so either. That's why they redid his contract dramatically when he was reinstated last year and put in there that if he is fired with cause, he can't sue. He signed that. And even if LSU is just investigated for level one or level two, which is the most serious, Wade could be fired with cause, even if he's just investigated. Now, he hadn't been officially investigated on that yet. You know, there was a cursory investigation last year during the SEC tournament. But if they get the official letter of inquiry and are investigated, he could be let go without any cause or owing him any money if that happens. And last summer, the NCAA put out word that they were going to likely give the official letter of inquiry to the six schools. You know, and that hasn't happened yet. But, you know, it could happen down the road. I mean, I think he's probably safe for this coming year, but it's not over, to answer your question.
Glenn, what have you been doing to pass the time, I guess?
Well, I've been on Netflix a lot. Ozark, for sure.
That's, Tiger King?
That's a great... What's that?
Tiger King, this new rave?
I haven't seen that. No, I'm watching Ozark on Netflix with Justin Bateman and Laura Linney. And I'm actually working a lot on... I'm doing Skip Bertman's book, and I have more time to do that now, for sure. I've been working on it on and off for about a year and a half, but I can really hone in on it now.
That'll be a great read about the legendary Skip Bertman. Has there been a sporting event that you've rewatched?
Yeah. I have the MLB channel, and I watched the Kirk Gibson home run in the 1988, you know, World Series Dodgers and Athletics. I watched some of that, and some of the there's a documentary on Coach K's first good team in 86. I watched that, but mainly been working on the Skip book, and then working on. I talked to Coach Maneri today about what he's doing over with the off season and how that the NCAA ruling yesterday, you know, impacts his team. Basically, he's going to have two freshman classes next year coming in. So there's stories here and there, and with the draft coming up, I'll be doing some work on that.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Glenn, writing the book on Skip Bertman, and I want to bounce this take that I've already issued, but I want to bounce it off of you. You know,
sure.
We hear so much, and I'm sure you're a part of it. You've seen it. I know this is nothing foreign to you, where, you know, LSU baseball, the expectations among the fan base are Omaha or bust, and I think that should be adjusted. But the guy to blame for those expectations is Skip Bertman, the guy you're writing the book about, because it's a different era. It's a different time and space in college baseball. The landscape has changed dramatically since Skip was coaching the Tigers, when nobody else really cared about college baseball and their college baseball programs. Universities didn't devote the resources that they are now.
Yeah, that's no question. In fact, you know, I have a special chapter on the 1989 LSU team that upset Texas A&M twice in one day at College Station. They were number one all year. A&M was, and the championship game didn't even make the Times Picayune the next morning because it was a holiday, Memorial Day. You know, that would never happen over the last several years because people started noticing baseball more and there was just more focus on it. But yeah, you know, Skip won five national championships in 10 years. He went to Omaha 11 times in his career. Now, since Skip left, there have been a few teams that repeated. South Carolina did.
Two, Vanderbilt and South Carolina.
Yeah. Yeah. You still have teams that are above the others, you know, so you can still dominate the sport. And LSU has gone to Omaha quite a bit since Coach Maneri got there in 2009. He won in 2007. He won the one national championship in 2009. He got close in 2017. You know, LSU was in a position to, you know, to win more national championships and go to Omaha more. I don't think you can blame that on Bertman, but you're right about the expectations, and it is more difficult to dominate like Skip did. But also now, you know, the coaches, Paul Maneri makes a lot more money than Skip did, and his program is worth a lot more as far as facilities, and he's got a better stadium. So, you know, it's that works both ways, you know. So I don't think coaches can use that as an excuse. Oh, the game's changed. Yeah, you can. I mean, Vanderbilt has been very dominant, so it can still happen.
It's changed in a sense, Glenn. What I mean by that, though, is I mean Louisville back in when Skip Bertman was winning his second national title at LSU, Louisville, their stadium could seat 1,500 people. Now it's on the same level as Alec Box Stadium. So that's how it's changed.
Yeah, that's true. And you do have more teams that have a chance to get to Omaha and advance in Omaha than you did just 15, 20 years ago. That's for sure.
Coastal Carolina during the Skip Bertman era would have never won a national title. That school would have never won one because of the roster. I mean, the scholarship restrictions that are now in place, and also because teams figured out you can devote it. It's not as costly to you to put some resources in your baseball program, and if you're trying to compete, like Louisville, for example, is a prime example. For a long time, the sport that they tried to compete with the big boys in was football, which they couldn't do on a consistent basis. And then they figured out, well, baseball is something that we can do and make some money and compete in and potentially win a national title. I think what I'm saying, though, what I'm trying to say, Glenn, in a clumsy way, is I would be willing to bet that Louisville baseball will win a national championship before Louisville football will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you mentioned Coastal Carolina. You know, they had that great season and won it all. And then they kind of dropped off. You know, it's really hard to be consistent year after year. Even Florida, which won it all in 2017, they dropped the next year. The good thing about LSU under Mineri, they've always been right there. They haven't really had a bad season since 2007. I think they had one below 500 since then. And you know, they're always in a super regional most of the time. So they've been consistent. They just haven't quite, got that second national championship yet.
Yeah, six straight years of being a top eight national seed. That's pretty hard to do, you know. Hanging out with Glenn Gilbo here. He's got a great article in USA Today. Covers LSU and the Saints about Will Wade's recruiting scandal. It airs on HBO. The documentary does tonight. And we'll see what comes of that that piece, that documentary from HBO, and also what potentially comes from the NCAA. Glenn, this is a weird time, man. So just a weird time. And I know that sounds selfish when there have been deaths surrounding this COVID-19 thing, but, man, sports is something we've always kind of turned to divert our attention, and we don't have that. It's weird.
No question. And you know, there's probably nothing specific, immediate, going to happen from that special tonight. But the problem is so many more people are watching more television now.
Uh-huh.
So that is going to be really watched. And you know, if anybody didn't know about it, they're going to know about it. And I think, you know, that could possibly have an impact on the NCAA because, you know, they act sometimes toward events that are in the news. I mean, obviously, they took swift action with the Penn State controversy and with Sandusky, which is a totally different thing. But when they're in the headlines like that, you know, I would think something could happen soon involving other schools and LSU. You know, it's not just LSU. Arizona's involved, Duke, Kansas, Oklahoma State, several schools, USC. So it's going to be something that gets back into the headlines.
Glenn Gilbo covering LSU and the Saints for USA Today Network at LSU Beat Tweet is where you can find him. Glenn, always a pleasure, man. Stay safe, okay?
All right. Thank you. Same to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.